When you do what you love, like yoga, CrossFit, and lifting heavy things, you want to do it for life. Inside Tracker can help. Inside Tracker was founded in 2009 by leading scientists in aging, genetics, and biometrics. Inside Tracker analyzes your body's data to provide you with a clear picture of what's going on inside you and to offer you science-backed recommendations for positive diet and lifestyle changes. Then Inside Tracker records your progress every day, every step of the way towards reaching your performance goals and living a longer, healthier life. For a limited time, you can get 25% off the entire Inside Tracker store. Just go to insidetracker.com/fitmess or visit the link on our website, thefitmess.com.
This is The Fit Mess, conversations with world-class experts in the fields of mental, physical, and emotional health. In this episode...
The reason why nobody knows about it is because no one's explained what algae is. No one's gone through the science. Like I said, it's not a shortage of science. There's almost too much science. People think it's a supplement. No, it's food.
Now here are your hosts, Zach and Jeremy.
Hi there. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Fit Mess. Zach and I are very excited to share this episode with you because it's about something we didn't know nearly as much about when we started recording as we did when we finished. We're talking about algae, not the toxic stuff you're supposed to avoid, but the superfood that you probably should be eating a lot more of. We'll talk about that with our guest, Catherine Arnston. She is the founder and CEO of Energy Bits. Energy Bits may look like a supplement, and we may even call them supplements in this episode, but you'll quickly learn, as we did, that they are simply a compressed form of this powerful food that is not a fruit, vegetable, or animal, yet, as Catherine tells us, packs a nutrient-rich punch that eclipses them all.
We often joke on this show about how Zach is sort of the trailblazer, and then I eventually follow along a year or two later, and I'm like, hey, did you hear about this thing? It's pretty cool. You should try it out. And you're like, yeah, I remember when I told you 2 years ago. This is... I feel like this is another one of those episodes because I used to tease you relentlessly about the fistfuls of supplements that you take every single day. And I was just like, you're just buying expensive pee. That's a huge waste of money. What a dummy. Why are you doing that? And now 3 times a day, I got a fistful of supplements that I shove in my face and I swallow them down. And so now I feel like I'm coming to you going, hey, Zach, did you hear about these supplements? These are something you got to try them out.
Yeah, and most of them I've heard of and taken.
You have some in your cabinet right now that you're already taking. Yeah, those 7 are cute. Check out these other 25.
Exactly. I've been adding a couple more lately. We talked about cholesterol, but I've been adding a few more to try and help me with my cholesterol level.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how that goes. So what are you taking? What are they recommending that you take?
I can't pronounce most of them. And we should mention that part of the reason that I'm taking, part of the reason, nothing. 100% of the reason I'm taking them is because of our new sponsor, Inside Tracker. It's the system where they take your blood and they give you a personalized plan to follow to clean up your health and improve your overall wellness score. And so a lot of the big changes that have been recommended for my plan are taking these supplements. So stop me when I say them wrong. Alpha lipoic acid, ALA. Am I close?
Sounds close enough.
But I'm gonna pretend like that's how you pronounce it. I take a probiotic twice a day. I take magnesium every night. Psyllium. I shove that in as many things as I can. Vitamin D.
Psyllium. I think so.
I always say psyllium. Did I just say psyllium?
You said psyllium.
Okay, it's psyllium. I know that, but I always want to say because it's the Y. It throws me every time. Vitamin D. COQ10, no idea what it is, but it's a cute little orange pill, so I swallow it. A protein supplement, vitamin C, and I think that's it for now. They recommend others, including spirulina, which we'll talk more about in just a little bit. But
nice.
That's the short list. That's the ones I can afford right now.
Yeah, I think the moment of truth I had a long time ago was looking down at this fistful of pills and going, that's like $6.
I know. I haven't done the math
in my
yet.
Hand.
I haven't done the math yet.
And then I was like, and I do this twice a day, every day.
That's a bad latte habit is what that is.
Yeah. So that was the point where I was like, okay, we're going to take them all out and I'm going to add them back in one at a time and see which ones are truly making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because I at that point, when I got to that level, it was just me going, oh, I wonder what this one does. Oh, yep. I just read about this one. I'm going to try that one.
Yep.
Adding 4 or 5 at a time.
Well, you know, once Inside Tracker comes and takes your blood, you'll know exactly which ones you should be taking and which ones you can throw down the drain.
Yeah. So I'm actually going through you've already been through the process, yep. But I'm going to document my process over the next few weeks here,
yeah,
of getting my blood drawn and getting the information and seeing what I should be taking. And hopefully some of the things that I'm already taking will be on that list.
Yeah. Well, so how many do you take? How many different supplements do you take right now?
I think right now I only take 8 or 9.
Okay.
It's not too, I think my highest, I was up in the 20s.
And what difference do you notice? Because I can't say that I can pinpoint since I started taking these supplements, I feel XYZ. It may be partially because of where I've moved, but I'm living a much more active lifestyle. We live kind of out in nature, so I'm outside a bunch. I walk a ton. And so maybe had I started this 6 months ago when I was still at home, I might be more burned out, more tired, more drained by all that. So maybe these are sort of helping me live this healthier lifestyle. But, you know, correlation, causation, what are you going to do?
With most of these, the changes build gradually. So I take turmeric, right? It takes 10, 12, 15 days for it to reach the maximum potency in your body. Mm-hmm. So over that time, it's a little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit. But then when you stop, it's when you stop taking them is when I really notice the difference. So when I stop taking turmeric, my muscles hurt a little bit more due to inflammation. So yeah, you're not going to notice it as you're taking them, but when you stop taking them, that's generally when you do notice it. I unfortunately was taking so many and I stopped taking them all. And then I felt like crap.
Right.
And then I had to add them in one at a time and build them back up. So it was a long process of getting back to where I'm at now. But
I've thought about that. I've thought about, should I stop? Because same thing, trying to figure out like, what is this physically doing? How would I feel if I didn't do this tomorrow? And while I'm curious and the results could go one way or another, because I've gotten in the habit, I know me and I know that if I stop, it's going to take like 3 months to get back on into the habit. When we moved, I started tracking my calories every single day and I was just on it. Totally. Everything I ate was tracked. And one day I went, I'm not going to do it today. Guess how many days ago that was? It's been like
yesterday,
2.5 weeks. And I like literally never did it again after that day. Cause I broke the habit. I was like, once I stop, I can't start. I think that was the opposite of the Pringles ad.
Well, if you're eating Pringles, it's a good one.
Yeah, that's a better Pringles ad, I think.
Yeah.
But let's talk about a brand new supplement, one you just started taking just in the last few days.
So yeah, lately I've been taking Energy Bits, which is an algae tablet supplement that we're going to talk to Catherine Arnston about in just a couple of minutes. And she's the CEO and founder of Energy Bits. She's going to do a much better job of explaining algae and the benefits that it has on the human body than I could ever do. So we first just asked her, how did Energy Bits come to be?
Well, I never intended to be an algae expert, although it's certainly I've become one after 12 years of studying this amazing food that's been given to us by Mother Nature. And I'm Canadian, although I've lived in Boston 33 years, something magical about 33. But I mentioned that because I have an MBA and I spent my career mostly in either corporate or, you know, starting other companies. I was actually had a side trip to the interior design industry, but nonetheless, nothing to do with nutrition is what I'm trying to key in here. Mm-hmm. So I was minding my own business with my corporate job. And then out of the blue, my younger sister who lives in Canada developed breast cancer. She's fine now. I just want everyone to know she's 10 years cancer free. So happy ending there.
That's right.
And when she went to visit her oncologist, as she was preparing for her chemo, the oncologist said, well, I want you to change your diet to an alkaline diet because it would help with your healing. Now, her oncologist didn't tell her what an alkaline diet was. And her oncologist, by the way, was a woman. And she didn't tell her why it was good for her. But my sister dutifully was going to do whatever her doctor said. So she got home and called me and said, like, what's an alkaline diet? And I don't know. You know, I'm a corporate executive over here, but I will find out because I love my sister and I'm a very good researcher. I can find out anything. So onto the internet, I went, found out that mostly an alkaline diet was primarily a plant-based diet because of the phytonutrients and the chlorophyll and all the rich enzymes. So I gave her lots of tips. She changed her diet. She went through chemo. She completely healed. But in the process of doing that for her, I started reading about plant-based nutrition. Now you have to remember this was 12 or 13 years ago and virtually nobody was talking about plant-based nutrition. So after I'd read about 12 books, I thought, man, this is powerful stuff. Somebody should tell the rest of the world. So I thought, well, I'm going to give it a shot. I have no nutrition background, but this is too important. So I gave up my corporate career. I did go to school. Now that I need some kind of certification. So I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, where I got a health coaching certificate and enough base groundwork for nutrition. And then when I graduated, which was July 2009, I put my own curriculum together and taught plant-based nutrition. That's when my true epiphany happened that led me to algae. My epiphany was this: as I was teaching people about the importance of eating vegetables and greens, they told me, "Hey, you know, you're not telling me anything new. My mother's been trying to get me to eat, veggies since I was two." So I wasn't teaching them anything they didn't already know. But what I discovered was the reason they weren't following these instructions of things they needed to do is there were too many obstacles. Either they didn't live near a grocery store, or they were too heavy to carry home and they didn't have a car, or they took too much room in their fridge, or they took too long to clean, to cook, to eat. The kids wouldn't eat them. Their husbands wouldn't eat them. The list was endless. I thought, okay, I've seen the science. I know what this stuff does for people. And we've got to stop people stop getting cancer, diabetes, blah, blah, blah. And it's nutrition mostly. I'm going to find something that's green, that's fast and easy. Now, again, I didn't know what I was going to find, but back to the internet, I went and I just did a deeper dive on everything I found for my sister, and nothing was working. And then boom, I got to algae. And that's when the magic happened. It was like Alice in Wonderland falling down the rabbit hole because as I started peeling back the research and the information about algae, first of all, it's not that there's no information about algae. There's actually too much about it. There's 100,000 studies documenting the efficacy of all the benefits we're going to talk about today, whether it's more energy, reduced inflammation, reducing metabolic disease, helping with focus, losing weight, skin and hair, like it's endless. So it's all science-based. I never say anything if I don't have an article from the NIH to back it up. So that's number one, documented. Number two, it's been endorsed by international agencies for decades. United Nations has endorsed it since 1970s as the answer to world hunger, because as you're going to find out, it has three times the amount of protein as steak. Spirulina has the highest concentration of any protein of any food in the world. And it's all in amino acids, so your body doesn't have to work to get it down. NASA endorses it as the most nutrient dense food in the world because it has, this is a quote we have from them, 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of fruits and vegetables, 1 to 1,000. We sell our algae in tiny tablets that are air dried. So they're raw food, blah, blah, blah. And they're about the size of a baby aspirin. Each one of these tablets, because we did the math, has the same nutrition as an entire heaping plate of vegetables, except you didn't have to cook them, clean them, or eat them. Just swallow a couple of these things down and, you know, problem solved. So endorsed by international agencies, nutrient dense, high protein, documented by science. Oh, and it's been used for centuries, and most notably in Asia, where it's a multi-billion, that's with a B, multi-billion dollar agricultural crop. Yes, two important things here. A, it's almost as big as the beef industry is here in Asia. And two, algae is not a supplement. Algae is a food crop. It's no different than kale or tomatoes or broccoli. We grow it in fresh water. That's the other key thing. Algae that you consume, ours or any pretty much 99.9% of the stuff that's on the market, is not from the ocean. Yes, there is algae in the ocean, but the algae that you are consuming from us or from anybody is harvested in fresh water. It's called hydroponic. And by the way, Japan, they don't take supplements. They take chlorella algae every day. And by the way, they have the lowest cancer rates, longest longevity, lowest obesity rates, and great skin and hair. So they're clearly doing something right if they're taking this stuff every day. So when I read all this and saw how easy it was to take, because if you can swallow water, you can get your vegetables in instant. And yeah, they're safe for children, pets, grandparents. There is not a single person, not a negative outcome from either algae. We're going to talk about the two, spirulina and chlorella. They're quite different. They do completely different things in your body, but not a single negative outcome in 70 years. So I decided this was the answer. This is what people need, but I had to be sure of the science. So it took me like 10 years. I've read personally about 2,000 to 3,000 scientific documents. I've written about 500. I've been published in about a dozen. I've been on Shark Tank. I've been on 150 podcasts recently. And my mission is to get this stuff out to the world where it can do good And it's also the most sustainable crop in the world. And if you haven't seen the movie, Netflix movie, Seaspiracy, S-E-A-S-P-I-R-A-C-Y, I encourage you to watch it, because even they say the answer to saving our oceans is to take algae, because that omega-3, that's where the fish get the omega-3 from, and it's got three times the amount of protein as fish. So there you go. That's what drew me to algae. Algae has been completely misunderstood for billions of years, and I am determined to change that.
If this stuff gives me a fraction of your energy, I'm sold. I'm in. Let's just send it my way. I'm in.
Well, the good news or bad news, I don't know. I thought I knew everything about algae when I first started 2 or 3 years ago. 12 years later, I am more excited about algae now than I was when I started this, because I've learned so much more. And it's so rewarding that now people are starting to believe me and read the science and experience it. There's nothing like experiencing this stuff and seeing how easy it is to achieve all these great benefits. And by the way, I know your audience can't see me, but you can. I turn 65 next month. 65, okay?
Get out of here.
No way.
This is the, I am the poster child for algae, all right? No facelifts, no makeup. I sleep well. I work out every day. I have millennials working for me. I have mental acuity that's, you know, the same as I always have. I actually look younger now than I did 10 years ago. So I know this stuff works, and yeah. I just want everybody else to have the same benefits.
So how do you do this? What's the process of taking that and packing it into this little tablet?
Yeah, well, there's spirulina and chlorella are grown slightly differently, but they are both grown in fresh water. They start in a test tube in the lab, and then they're moved at a certain point when they're large enough to be put into this, you know, water. We grow ours in triple filtered spring mountain water, and the water is rotated to keep it, you know, going. So it takes about 6 weeks to grow. And then most people use high heat to dry it, because they're, most people who sell algae except us are volume sellers, like, you know, Target and whatever. We air dry ours without high heat. So it gets air dried into a powder. And then the powder is taken to what's called a tableting location, and it's automated. And the way I refer to it is sort of like, kind of imagine pressing it into like the equivalent of a teeny tiny muffin tin. Mm-hmm. And it's just pressed. Now, we didn't do anything unusual, so I can't take credit for that. First of all, Mother Nature created algae, number one. Number two, as I mentioned, the Asians, and this is Japan, Taiwan, we grow ours in Taiwan, which is the world's, the gold standard for algae, spirulina and chlorella, China, India, they all grow it. But this is how it's sold there. It took them 60 to 70 years to figure out how to grow this. It's a very complicated crop. The Japanese nailed the chlorella first back in the 50s. So we were just lucky that they would sell to us, because we're so tiny. And here's the problem. This is why nobody in North America knows about algae. So it's all grown. 99.9% of it's grown in Asia. 99.9% of it is sold to Asia. So they have never been interested in the US, but, you know, they've been selling it here for the last 50 years, same with Canada, but it has all the same Asian packaging pretty much. So I met some of these companies when I first started. I said, hey, would you consider packaging this in a way that makes it easier for people to understand? And I was concerned about some of the growing processes, which lead to more toxins getting into the algae. Anyways, long story short, they weren't interested in changing it. And the reason why nobody knows about it is because no one's explained what algae is. No one's gone through the science. Like I said, it's not a shortage of science. There's almost too much science. People think it's a supplement. No, it's food. And the quality mostly has been poor, because most of it's come from China. So you don't know what you're getting when you buy food items from China. Biotech companies aren't interested in this, because it's a vegetable. Can't patent a vegetable. Try patenting broccoli. And the food industry wasn't interested, because they do not launch new market segments. And I remind people, hey, you know, 10 years ago, you didn't know about chia seed, kiwa, even stevia, matcha, most recently collagen. There's reasons why we don't know things, but just because we don't know them doesn't mean they're not valuable. They've been used in other countries for centuries, and it just takes some brave person to, you know, dig in and try to explain it. So that's basically what we've been trying to do.
So I'm going to do the brave thing and ask a real dumb guy question, because when I hear algae especially in the Northwest, I think of the algae blooms at the lake and all the warnings that are run for your life. Don't go anywhere near this stuff. is this a different algae? Like, why
algae.
Is that stuff
algae gets the bum deal. And I'll first let me explain what algae is in general and why it's not fair to blame algae for all that stuff. So algae was the first life on Earth almost 4 billion years ago, and they have fossils to prove it. And it's its own food category. It's not a vegetable technically, and it's not a fruit either. So it's its own food category. Now, algae breaks into two main subcategories. One we call macroalgae, and the other one is microalgae. We're going to be talking about microalgae, but let me just confirm what macroalgae is, which is basically known as seaweed, dulse, kelp. It's that big stringy stuff that does come from the ocean and does wash up on shore. Has virtually no nutritional value, but it does have a lot of fiber and iodine. So there are some wonderful redeeming reasons why you should eat macroalgae. Now, microalgae is what we're talking about. And it's called microalgae because it is so tiny. Something like a million cells would fit on the head of a pin. And microalgae is everywhere. It's in the oceans, the lakes, the rivers, the streams, the soil, your swimming pool, your aquarium. Now, there are lots of different strains of algae. Two of the ones that we know the most about are blue-green and green. And the ones we're going to talk about today, the blue-green algae is called spirulina, and the green algae is called chlorella. And those are the two that are harvested in fresh water as an agricultural crop. Now, when you read all those other stories about blue-green algae, toxic blue-green algae, blue, yes, because there's thousands and thousands of strains of blue-green algae, of which one is spirulina. Same with green algae. There's thousands and thousands of strains of which chlorella is one. And there's some articles that, you know, beat up on blue-green algae. And I can promise you that whatever algae they used for the study came from a wild source. Algae is probably the only food group that I can think of where wild is not better. Mm. It's because algae will absorb whatever's in the water. Mm-hmm. And so whatever's in the, if it's a toxic, you know, water, then obviously that's going to be in the algae. So that's number one. It's everywhere except the two that we're talking about are harvested in clean, safe water. Now, the other reason why I say poor algae gets the bum deal on this is because here's the cool thing about algae. It kills bacteria. You probably don't know this, but algae is used in every single water treatment plant, certainly in North America, definitely in Europe, probably the world. Why? Because it kills bacteria. So when you see algae blooms in the water, in the ocean, don't blame algae. It's the cleanup crew. It only shows up where there's toxins and bacteria. And it's so unfair. And usually there's more of that in the summertime on beach areas because there's more runoff, there's more people peeing in the ocean, blah, blah, blah. But algae is the ambulance that comes in to take care of a problem. It's not the one that caused the problem, but it's the most visual. So that's, I feel badly, poor algae gets a bum deal.
That's great.
So I'm just looking at the packs that I have in front of me. There's a couple of them that are for energy and beauty and vitality and one for recovery. Can you explain what they are and like how they're, you know, the different types of algae are affecting our body and why they're making a difference?
Terrific. Great question. So we have two types of algae, spirulina and chlorella, although we have four brands and I'll explain the four in a minute. So spirulina has been known for centuries as an energizing algae. So we call ours energy bits because we, you know, spirulina, if you're not familiar with it, it's tough to say, tough to spell, tough to remember. How does it give you energy? Well, as I mentioned earlier, spirulina has the highest concentration of protein in the world. And all of that protein is already in amino acid form. And it's a complete protein, has 18 of the 22 aminos, including the ones your body can't make. Now, when you eat animal protein, it can take up to 3 days for your body to break it down into amino acids so it can be absorbed. Now, so there's two, this is like a get out of jail card free when you take spirulina for two reasons. One, the protein's already in aminos, so there's no work for your body to do. And that gives you back energy because 15% of your energy is devoted towards digestion. And when you don't have to digest it, that's a bonus. Number two, most people will be amazed to find out that spirulina is technically a bacteria. It does not have a cellulose wall. So all that rich amino acids that are available to be absorbed by your body are done so instantly. It's got 99% bioavailability. Spirulina also has a very high amount of B vitamins. B vitamins are what convert aminos and glucose into energy. It's also loaded with iron. Iron is what carries oxygen in your blood. So that, and that gives you energy. It's also a, what's called a vasodilator. It releases nitric oxide. A vasodilator is anything that will open up your blood vessels so that your blood can flow faster and bring more oxygen and nutrients to wherever you need it, your brain and your muscles, if you're in, you know, obviously an athlete. It's also, spirulina is very high in essential fatty acids, including omega-3, but it has other ones as well, which help with brain thought and brain functioning. It also has things like boron, which is very important for synapses. And it's the most alkaline food in the world. And when you are working out or doing anything, there's a lot of acidity that's thrown off through the various metabolic processes in your body, which can change the pH of your blood. So your hemoglobin actually clump briefly, and algae will restore the negative charge around the hemoglobin so they can continue to flow correctly and carry the oxygen and deliver all the great nutrients to you. So it's the fastest, easiest, nutrient dense, 40 vitamins and minerals, high protein, energizing product, food in the world that takes no effort for your body to get access to. So that's why when we first started, we were actually a sports nutrition company, because the marathon runners, the triathletes, Olympic athletes, NHL players, they discovered us, and because it gives a nice steady energy. That's not, there's no caffeine, chemicals, or sugar. So there's no rush and there's no crash. It's just the best way you describe it. And you just took some, I know, and you might not even notice it. We just say you feel fresh. That's it. Nothing more dramatic, just steady Eddie. So that's spirulina, very energizing, very nourishing, fills lots of nutritional gaps. It can replace your multivitamin, CoQ10, fish oil, magnesium, calcium, because it has all the electrolytes as well. So it's very, very nourishing. Now, when I first started the company, because you were asking about, you know, the beauty bits, I noticed that women weren't buying it. And I asked my girlfriends, literally, I said, why do you think women aren't buying my energy bit spirulina? Because I started this company, as you know, as I mentioned, because of my sister. So women's health is very important to me. And they just said, well, you got to make it pink and give it a cute name. So I tell you, this is exactly what happened. And so because spirulina is so loaded with antioxidants and so loaded with protein and K2, all of which nourish your skin and your hair and help reduce blemishes and wrinkles and stuff, I thought, okay, I'll make a second brand and call it Beauty Bits. So some clever person recently said, well, you've got a boy spirulina and a girl spirulina. So that's so pretty funny. Much it. I wasn't trying to trick anybody. I just wanted to do whatever it takes to make people feel happy using this product, because once you get it into your body, it knows what to do. It's called an adaptogen. So it knows what you need. If you don't need any of those nutrients, you won't absorb them.
All right. So whether we want the pink box or the blue box, where do we go to get them?
Energybits.com.
There we go. Thank you so much.
Well, I need to tell you about chlorella. It's a completely different algae. I'm sorry. We didn't know we had such short window of time. Chlorella is a detoxing algae and a health and wellness algae. So spirulina is an energizing algae. Chlorella is a wellness algae. And so most, and it pulls out toxins. It has the hardest cell wall in the plant kingdom, completely different from spirulina, which has none. So people use it to build their immune system, pull out toxins. And most people, and including lactic acid after workouts or alcohol or heavy metals, we work with biological dentists. And your body goes through a detox repair cycle when you sleep. So we generally recommend the chlorella, which we call recovery bits, because it helps you recover from anything. You take it at night. So spirulina, take it in the morning when you need energy and you're hungry, and take the recovery bits chlorella at night. And we do have a fourth brand we call Vitality Bits, which is a blend of the two algae in case you just, you know, you want something as simple. And we actually have a 20% discount code for your listeners. The code, no surprise, is FITMESS.
There you go.
And that will give you 20% off anything from our website, energybits.com. We have lots of science there. There's way more, but that'll give you some, you know, good grounding. So come and visit us. And if you don't want to make a purchase of a big bag or box, you can also go on Amazon and buy single pouches for $4. They have 30 tablets in there. So it's a very easy way to, a low cost way to try it out. And we also have a sample pack on our website. So we're not trying to push the product. We just want to help people understand what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great stuff. Looking forward to meeting you. We're all going to be at the Biohacking Congress in Miami. So we'll come up and say hi and,
all right, you bet.
Catch up there. Thank you so much for your time and all the information and for the promo code. We appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
That was Catherine Arnston. She is the CEO and founder of Energy Bits. She's actually going to be speaking at the Biohacking Congress in Miami later this year.
Where both Jeremy and I are going to be. It's on October 16th and 17th, and we would definitely love to see everyone there. So if you want to join us, go ahead and get your tickets. You can actually get 50% off on-site tickets and live stream admission with the promo code HACK50, HACK50, at the biohackingcongress.com website. Or you can click on the link on the show notes for this episode at thefitmess.com. Biohacking Congress is going to be a life-changing weekend with more than 25 famous speakers on biohacking and 20 health companies covering ecological products, digital health devices, and solutions for your health optimization. I personally cannot wait to go geek out on this.
It is going to be a biohacker's paradise. I'm actually really excited. One of the people that's going to be speaking there, it was an early guest on this show, BioCurious Kayla. We're going to have to connect with her and check in and chat with her. She's been talking a lot about hypnosis lately, so I'm excited to see what she's working on with all of that. But funny enough, one of the things that is recommended to me in my activity tracker, another supplement that I have not yet taken, is spirulina. So now I know where to get it. I just got to get my energy bits, and then I'm good to go on my spirulina intake. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty excited to continue taking the energy bits and algae to see what impact it has on my body. A lot of the data that she was talking about was really intriguing. So I'm definitely curious about it.
Yeah, and I've read some of the concerns that are out there that she addresses in the way that their product is made, but the fact that this is something that is grown in water does make it at risk to absorb metals and other toxic things. So whatever source is being used for whatever spirulina you choose to use, just make sure that it's well-sourced and that you're not just throwing in a bunch of horrible things into your body, along with the spirulina that should be doing a lot of great things for you.
Ideally, you'll just order some energy bits.
That would be the...
You won't have to worry about that at all.
That's the fast track. And you can do that. The link, by the way, is on our website, thefitmess.com. And while you're looking for things to click on our website, go ahead and sign up for the newsletter. You can follow us on whatever social media platform you're using. And of course, subscribe on whatever podcast player you're using. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Fit Mess. We will be back next Wednesday with a brand new episode.
Hey, everyone.
We know this podcast is amazing and doesn't seem to lack anything, but we need a legal disclaimer. Prior to implementing anything discussed in this podcast, it is your responsibility to conduct your own research and consult your physician. You should assume that Jeremy and Zach don't know what they're talking about, and they're not liable for any physical or emotional issues that occur directly or indirectly from listening to this podcast.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.